that remains will be burned before the dawn of another day.
Supper being ended, the devil now hath put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, that he come from God and went to God, he rises from the supper and laid aside his garment and took a towel and girded himself. After he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he unto Simon Peter. And Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answering said unto him, What I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, He that is washed need not save to wash his feet, but ye are clean every whit. Ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garment, and sat down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done unto you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done unto you.
Can the church say, Praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
I was thinking as we were taking communion there is, the United States celebrates this weekend our independence, that the bride of Jesus Christ, we celebrate our independence.
Amen.
From sin and death and sorrow. Amen. We'll be eternity together.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to invite Brother Billy Paul to come up and dismiss us with a word of prayer as we go into the further part of this service for foot worship. Brother Billy.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, set you all some feeling in your house tonight. Lord, all because of Calvary. Then, Lord, you sent your word through your prophet. Lord, you sent a voice. That was a mighty voice. We thank you, Lord. We love you tonight. Lord, you've been so good to us. As I look out across the audience and watching the people as they come up to take the communion in remembrance of you for what you've done for us, Lord. Such respects. Lord, as I was standing in line waiting for my turn, I thought, Lord, of one night I walked into the motel, coming to get your prophet as you come to deliver the word. And Lord, I knocked at the door, and the door come open. And Lord, such reverence and respect. He didn't know I was there, and I certainly didn't mean to walk in while he was speaking to you. But Lord, I remember he had his Bible laying open. He had his hat on the bed. He said, Heavenly Father, excuse me. When I was speaking to you a while ago, I forgot to ask you something. Lord, may that reverence and respect abide in each of our hearts. Bless us as we go to this foot washing, Lord. You've been so good to us, Lord. You've healed the sick. You saved us, Lord. You give us the Holy Ghost, Lord. Lord, you healed the sick. We sit here and we look, we see those, Lord, since we've been in here that's been raised from the dead, declaring to us, Lord, that you're Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Dismiss us from this portion of the service, but not from your presence. I ask it in the name that we've been taught to pray in, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
bless you. Just remain seated, if you will, and the deacons will dismiss you a row at a time. God bless you.